Greetings, everybody. Gorgeous winter sunshine this month through the square window at Sophos Labs, as well as some serious security provided by a brace of Black Hawk helicopters, courtesy of the ADF. And that makes me feel safe and well-placed to say, Paul Ducklin, Sophos, August 2010, 90 Second News. This month's Microsoft Patch Tuesday had 14 patches and was labelled a record breaker. I assume that's not a criticism of the volume of vulnerabilities, but rather praise for the number that got fixed. But, in accordance with Murphy's Law, a heap overflow in the Windows kernel was documented pretty much in parallel with this month's fixes. This heap overflow probably isn't exploitable, but it does remind us that security is a journey, not a destination. Facebook scams have come thick and fast this month, and here's one. First, install a rogue application which spams all your chums. Then, take a survey. And finally, in return, get access to a cool Facebook add-on called the Dislike button. Except that the Dislike button is somebody else's product. It's already openly available for free, no spam required, and no survey needed. So the scammers are leeching revenue off the back of somebody else's work. Please, think before you click. And finally, the US Library of Congress ruled recently that it's perfectly acceptable to free up your iPhone from Apple's software restrictions. Quite right, too. Within a week, a user-friendly jailbreak had appeared online using a remotely exploitable security hole to free up your phone quickly and easily. But remote exploits that can be used for good can easily be adapted for evil. So well done to Apple for patching the exploit in just 2 weeks. Mind you, Apple would prefer jailbreaking to be forbidden altogether, so they did have a double reason to get the job done quickly. And that's 90 seconds up. Please visit our website, read our blogs, watch our videos, and download our latest threat report. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay secure.